Okay, gentlemen, we begin with the Yad Shmaya on the new Mar Makoma. She's so beautifully typed, Mr. Feinberg. A new topic of Hanochas Tefillin. Okay, let's turn to the Gemara, that's Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph. The Gemara tells us as follows. An Ovel, Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, also Niach Tefillin. V'shlishi ve'elech, v'shlishi v'chlal, mutal Niach Tefillin. V'bol Panach Hadoshes, Eino Cholik. The Rebbe Lez. V'shomar, Ovel Beis Yomim HaRishonim, mutal Niach Tefillin. V'sheni, v'sheni v'chlal, mutal Niach Tefillin. V'bol Panach Hadoshes, Cholik. So the two machlokes, right, in different directions, the pool of the chumrah. Rav Maslam, and they give a reason, v'yitu yomei v'chi, v'achvitu ki yomar, and they give different v'chiyas, each one to the other. What's interesting is that the psukim are for one and two respectively, whereas the original statements were for two and three respectively. In other words, they start with three, and right, the first one says Gimel Yomim, three, then it says two. And that three and two may translate into two and one, perhaps with a mix of the Yom Kukulo, but then the derivation should have been for three or for two, not for two and for one. That's the hell. Fine. Says the Gemara, Ula Alokhi Rabbi Lazar B'Chalitza, Alokhi Rabbi Yeshua B'Hanokha. What does that mean? Rabbi Yeshua is more Mekel. Mekel is the sense he can put on tefillin earlier. He has only two instead of three, which really means one instead of two, basically. And we follow Rabbi Lazar B'Chalitza, which says, we said it both, Panach Hadash, Ein Echol, the cool is of both. The cool is of both. Yibarlu. B'Sheni Le'ula. Cholet, so I don't call it. Here, what's tricky about this? That the cholet days have to be cholet, right? Tosh v'amahula, cholet, so meniach hati l'mei apamim. Tadin amiyachi, Yehuda ben Tema, omer, cholet, so meniach hati l'mei apamim. Rav Amar, kevin sheniach shuv, eino cholet. Ah, you need three mitzvah shiny. That's the sugi. That's the sugi. Rashi, v'sheni l'ula cholet, v'shlishi kama alokar abalaz, v'dama eno cholet. Ava v'sheni lo yadana, I cholet, I lo. What's that? It's kind of a mimonisha. Cholet to meniach, v'sheni atil v'mei apamim, v'yo, v'chi bo apanuch hadashas cholet, v'chi lek apanuch hadashas, meniach. Off and on and off and on. Rava says, no. Once you put it on, you don't have to take it off anymore. Rava's the biggest maker. He's making more than Rabbi Lezer, more than Rabbi Yeshua. It's a combination of the coolest, even what we might call otherwise the Tazer Tassatin. What's the Panuch Hadash's business? What's that about? So Rashi explains. What's the reason for it? Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Here we go. Af agav de'ikah lemeches duma amri b'shnei yomim harishon nami heniach tefillin. According to Rashi, the Panuch Hadashas is simply a maritime. But if someone wasn't there before and he sees you wearing tefillin on day three, so you probably wore on day one and two also, which you're not allowed to do. That's Shitas Rashi. Okay. So let's go to the Rosh, please, in Siman Lamed Zayin, where the first Ara we spoke about is addressed explicitly. Namely, is it 3 and 2? Is it 2 and 1? Is it Mitzvah Yom Kukula? What is it? And when is it? We haven't yet discussed the Sugya Mitzvah Yom Kukula. There are three. Well, let's see what the Rosh has to say first. Okay, it's the last wide line before the biggest indent on column 2 on page 70 in Siman Lamed Zayin. Umaskone in Oasa Le Yom Rishon Bilvad Dika merira chad yomahu, achvisa ke yomar. Kevin shiniach yom sheni, shuvay no kolay, tachilu bav hama kadosh. This is the riff. Masha kosei rav alfet, in osa ele yom rishon bavad, mishi yom rishon kulu osar. Abel sheni, eno osa, le miktoso. Riff didn't mean it's only one day. Can't be. The minimum is 2 days. But since the same mix, yom kulu. Right? So therefore, the riff, the mana kitter, said it's only also for 1 day. That's why it wasn't mentioned. Oh, he wants to know now in the first wide line after the indent. Im nemar mitzvah yom kukulo miyad bonet tachama. O nemar acha she'amdu menachem me'etzlo, which tahayna acha she'is follow him ha'ovo, which is the real, when Shiva is up, the Gemara says, when do you say mitzvah kukulo? When amdu menachem. Here it's not Shiva, it's day two, it's not day seven. V'yayroa, the meyad, bonet, tacham, aminatum kakula. The dafka biyom shvi, who divina shiyanda menachem yetzel, vishu menachem also kol shivet yamim. Kakla poska veros ashi yigur, inyan zayin yamim. Ava yom shen, inyan tefillin, yom lama, inyan giyus this forest, meyad, bonet, tacham, aminatum kakula, kemo gabi shomer et yom. So normally we say that's nate. It's only for the shiva, where there will, you know, I'm going to use the word now, you need a special kiyum of Shiva, and in order to we'll get to this later, to break the day, the mitzvah kakul, you have to do something which is Shivadik, and that includes Nicham Avelim, and therefore, you have to wait that long. But if it comes to Shloshim, we're going to explain later, it's no kiyum, it's only Yisurim, we already made a brief reference to that, and also when it comes to Shomer Tzion, there's no kiyumim, so as soon as there's a Neitachama, so it's a mixed kakula. Even the Shomer Tzion is not so clear. Could be that you do a Bedika, could be you do a Tevila, there's something that's going on, which is the equivalent of the Menachem. We'll have to postpone that to a later date. Fine. The Bach says no. The Bach says, come on. The Rif said 1 day. What are you telling the Rif meant a day and a half? He said 1 day. According to the rushes and understanding of the Rif, not 1 day. It's 1 day and then it's something else. You have to miss some kakula, which may even extend according to one position of the rush into a few hours till they finish chakras. Yeah. So we dive in chakras here at 10 to 8 and the sun rises when? 4 something here. So it's hours and hours to even start chakras. So it could be 3-4 hours till after Netzachama. So, 1 day. It's a large chunk of the next day. But the Baal is not happy with the Rosh's version of understanding of the Rif. The Ramban, however, defends the position by saying as follows. The Ramban happens to hold personally that Mixus Ayom Kukulo, you can say it's enough Lila. Mixus Ayom Kukulo. Lila is enough. Yer Vayavoker. Lila is enough. As opposed to, for example, the case of Shomer HaTzioma, we know, has to go into the day. The Ramban said, Chazavel is enough to have the night. Remember the Ramban is very nice. We don't wear tefillin at night. That was last year's Shira. We don't wear tefillin at night. Well, a lot of mansum, even mansum. We might have no tefillin at night. So by the time the first possible opportunity to put on the tefillin at the Alot HaShachar, by the time it comes, it's already, you've had hours and hours of mixed Yom Kukula by virtue of the night having passed. That's how we can understand the Rif according to the Ramban. Very nice. The Shita Tzom. Ramban pays kupay ches, but of course, according to other Rishonim, all this has to be only by day. Then the question remains. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, we'll see Tosfos. The Ramban Kolik. Kolik simeniach atu lemeya pamen pirish. Kolik beponim chadoshes umeniach kishiyelchu. וכן כל שעה שיהלכו 100 פעמים ביום. ותאמי, משום דבין רב לזה, בין רב יהושע, בפונים חדוש, אז עשר. Why? לרבי לזה להניח עשר, ולרבי יהושע אפילו לכל. That's what he said before. Ula said, you can't be more maker than both. How can you be maker more than Rabbi Lezer holds his Aser, Rabbi Yeshua holds his Aser for one reason or another? So you can't allow it. That's the opinion of Ula. Fine. Rava says, no. We'll take the coolers of both. The cooler of Eleza, the cooler of Yeshua, will create a third shita. It's more maker than either of the two Tanoim. Oh. What's this Panachadasha story? So that we already read Rashi to Mar Sinai. However, the Ritva says not that way. It's important Ritva on this daf, when that's called Fala from an Aleph. It's really important Ritva. We know, many of us know, that this phrase, Panim Chadoshes, is not found only here in Ilchus Avelis, but it's also found in the opposite situation. Namely, Sheva Brachos, Simcha, the opposite of Avelis. And there, too, is a dispute as to what exactly means Panim Chadoshes. Says the Ritva as follows. Panim Chadoshes, Na'amin and Hoka, and then, Gam 7:21. Gam 7:21. So the Ritva in both cases says that Panim Chadash doesn't mean that he pulls someone off the street. Panim Chadash is someone on whose behalf it's right to add to the simcha in the case of the Sheva Brachos, and to add to the sorrow in the case of an ovel. What's the hesbrad of it? Simple psychology. When somebody who is experiencing joy sees a fresh face, a new face who he hasn't seen before, there's a new surge of joy. You may see it sometimes at a wedding, when someone comes late. You know, everyone's a chassid, dancing, you know, it's 11:30 at night, 12 o'clock at night, and then all of a sudden, someone comes in with another wedding, or just came off a plane, oh, you know, tomorrow, the dance, what happened? What is this? Part of Chadashis. Someone just walked in, did the same thing in the next day. Someone couldn't come because his cousin was getting married. He couldn't come to his close friend's wedding. So he walks the next day, oh, it's a big simcha because he didn't share it with him. So, you already danced with yesterday, saw yesterday, ah, good. You'd like to see him again. But the new emotion is because it's called Chadosh. And the same thing is true on both sides when it comes to Avelis. Someone is never down and out, he's crying, and he's been by a Leviah, and he's heard so many people already try to console him. And they've you know, commiserated with him, and they've spoken to him about the loss that he suffered. And, you know, all of a sudden, the Leviathan is about to be over, he's crying, and all of a sudden someone walks in, oh, he just came, he didn't hear her, and he starts to cry all over again. That's what's called Panim Chadoshes. Right? And the same thing is true of Sheva Brachos within the whole week, so it's true of the Nicham Avel within the whole week. Someone comes in who was not the Leviathan, who did not speak to the other, and it aroused a new emotional feeling, which was not there before. But it's only true that the ritual if someone is important to you. So the guy wants to see, who are you? Never met you. I'm not going to add any simcha to a chasen or any pain to a novel. Garnished. This is very important, I will say. It's more important to the ma'aseh in Hilchot Sheva Brachos than Hilchot Avet. Because there are those who make Sheva Brachos, they just get a guy off the street, they come on, we need you into the Panim Chadoshes. In my opinion, as a serious chashash of a B.L. More than one. Brachos Levatala. The Rambam has a different sheet. Well, the Rambam Panim Chadoshes is just that you need to, the Panim Chadoshes hasn't heard the Sheva Brachos yet, but it's called from Kala. It's much more technical. But according to the Ritva, the Ksubas, and here, it's much more emotional. And that's how the Torah seems to help. The Torah says that Shabbos is like Panim Chadoshes. According to the Rambam, the Rambam never calls it a Medrash. There's no such thing. We're not going to the Sheva Brachos now, but there's more no gear there than it is here. And I'll tell you an interesting story in a few minutes, which I'll tell you two once I can tell you already now that when I was in Avelis, so we'll get to discuss later the next sugya whether an ovel is permitted to go to a wedding. So the poskim say that if an ovel has the rebbe of a talmud, and the talmud will be disappointed and will they be very upset if the rebbe doesn't come, he's allowed to come. Just comes, stays for the chuppah, and he goes home. So such a situation happened. This is now 8 years ago, and I was at a wedding in June. Right, I was just there to come out of Avelis, and I remember distinctly. After the chuppah, which is summertime, so I stayed around long enough just to daven Meir, because I was a chiyuv. I daven Meir for the omen. I said kaddish. Now, most people who were there from my chabur, from the yeshiva, they understood very well why I said Kaddish. But I still remember who it was. It was Rabbi Oretz, who spoke here last Shalosh Shudas, who we know for so many years. what's this kaddish? I had to tell him that my mother passed away. Oy vey. He came over to me and he started talking to me. I started crying all over again. That's exactly it. It was at a wedding, but it was Pan Chadashis and Avelis. It wasn't some person, it was someone who was close to, who you feel a strong kesher with. Atan, story one. Story two, I'll tell you as we go. Now, the Ramban writes in page Reishit Gimel that's filled into the mitzvah Rava, and they only asked it one day because it's Avelis Doraita. Oh, you're making the one day into an Avelis Doraita to get in. So guess what? Comes along the Mari Tat, what about a Pitzchei Tshuva, and says, if it's based upon Avelis Doraita, which is what the Ramban seems to say, then it's only your Mitzvah Kvura. What happens if someone passes away on Sunday and is buried on Monday, when everyone agrees that the Avelis is not the Doraita? So then on Monday, you should put on tefillin. The Pitzchei Tshuva says, because the Maritat v'chidusha says, Dafke on Mitzvah Shema Kvura, because it's a Dinda Oraita. Dafke on Mitzvah is wrong. It's wrong. It's very nogel. This happens all the time. This really happens all the time. All the time. Why is he wrong? The first, the Dafke on Mitzvah is the Kashi from the Ramban. Ramban has to take Reish Lama Zayin, and by Shemur Rechoka, it's an interesting question. I think it's worth seeing inside. Not in the Maram HaKarmis. Wait a minute. Well, the Dog on the Rav is in the Maram HaKarmis. Okay, so you can look there. Okay, if you look at the Dog on the Rav in the start of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to be open for Ramban. You can do that too if you wish. Page Reish Lamed Zayin. You see the Lashon. Talking about a question of Shmuah. We have to discuss this later. Is it a Shmuah Krov and a Shmuah Rakoka? Krov is within 30 days and Rakoka is beyond 30 days. Okay? Well, the Ramban says, Shmuah Rakoka, you need not take off your tefillin. Why? Because it's no more powerful, says the Ramban, than the second day of a Shmuah Krov. Okay? So the impression is conveyed from the Ramban at the first day of a Shmuah Krov. You may not put on tefillin, if you even take off your tefillin. That's the impression conveyed from the Ramban. Now, the pashtus is that Shmuah Krova is only the Rabbanon. So you see that even if it's the Rabbanon Dikadin, still on the first day of that the Rabbanon Dikadin, you have to remove your tefillin. That's what you have to say. No, comes along the Imre Baruch that I asked you to see, I think, right? On the Dogma Rabbanon, says, wait a minute. There's a difference. In Yom Mitzvah Kfura, someone dies on Sunday, buried on Monday. Monday's no longer such a Yom Mar. Because you already cried your heart out on Sunday. This is day two from the moment you heard about the tragedy. As opposed to Shmuah Krova, someone hears that his relative died 2 weeks ago. Boom! Gets a telegram, like in the old days. Boom! It's the first day that he heard about it. So it's not for Shmuah Rusi, it's Achvisa Ki Yom Mar. That is the Yom Mar for him. So if it's the Yom Mar for him, that's what the Ramban says over here, that you don't put on filling. I both say, wait a second. This has nothing to do with the Maritat. In other words, the two separate spheres over here. We can say, Yom Mitzvah Kfur, you put on some for one of two reasons. It's because Avelis Dirabonon seems to be rejected by this Ramban page, Reish Lamazayin, although it seems to be Pshat and Reish Gimel, but here in Reish Lamazayin it seems to be rejected. And there's a completely separate reason why we could argue that you need Yom Mitzvah Kfur, because not the Yom Mar. That's a whole different story. That's a completely different line of reasoning. Different completely. That's what the Chai Adam likes, this line of reasoning, and he's the famous fact that you put it all out of bracha because he's not sure. It's a whole different line of reasoning. Oh, so let's take a look and see if this line of reasoning is correct, if it's accepted. La halacha. I asked you to see a rush from Simon Gimel. This was a rush on the Maram HaKomos the first day, a long rush which you really haven't paid too much attention to, with all the riots back and forth. Avail is the right, and that we really maybe should spend some time, but we're so far behind our schedule. So in Simon Gimel at the end, the Rosh has the following discussion. Somebody wanted to bring a raya that your mission is the right, because the Easter Tefillin is your mission. The nearest of the Rosh, last five lines in Simon Gimel, page Lamed Gimel, halfway down the first column. They rhyme it Tefillin. The true Tefillin lava yiches to Gamina. The same is the Kol Shiva, Kishamina da Avail, Gamina Mine. Right? It's only our mission. But rather, Terech HaChavosh HaLecha, Alma tefillin ikru per, v'avol b'yomar, ma'ol el behe fekarno, v'enochon sheyosin ma'avol tefillin shu per, v'mkom eifer. V'v'shev ya'atase bidlu chachamim, mitzvah tefillin, v'yom rishon. So writes the Rosh. You get the impression from the Rosh, like the Chayodim, like the Yemei Baruch. Nothing to do with Avelis, it's a different din. It's a Yomar din. A Yomar din. As a matter of fact, if this is true, perhaps is what different sources suggest, you don't see Aloch Kedivri Amekel the Oval. Because it's not a din in the Oval, it's a din in the Tefillin. Someone who's from Olivet Fakarno, who's in such a lowly state, he shouldn't be wearing Tefillin to the concern in the Tefillin. Nor of us. Someone who's in Avelis is a Hekat Timsa of someone who's lowly. But the issue is it needs to fill him. It's not an issue of Avelis. And therefore, maybe you shouldn't say, Halacha Kedivre Hamekel. In any event, this being the case, it's hard to know, even given that the Rosh is correct, and it's not a Dinei Avelis as such, and it wouldn't depend upon the Doraisa Rabbanim thing, for truth to tell, if it would be a Rabbanim Doraisa thing, we would reject the Maritat, because we passed an Halacha that there's no Avelis Doraisa at all. So even if the Shadon Rabban is correct, Meshav Gimel, now the Ramban says there that there's no tefillin yom mishkan, the yom mishkan is derayis, the mitzvah kavur, we have to reject the halacha. We don't have a derayis, we have to name it then for us, the mitzvah kavur would not be required. Kavur alone also wouldn't wear tefillin. But even if the Rosh is right, even of Ma'ol Be'er Fekarno and Yomar, still it's not proved that the yom kavur sheni mitzvah is not a yomar. Not so clear. So even the Ma'ase Rov Tos can say, at the Minhag Olam, no tefillin even on yom kavur alone. The Yekis, they follow the Maritat, and they put on snow without a bracha, the Chayodom, in the case of Yom Kippur, which is not Yom Amis. It comes up on a very regular basis. What about Chol HaMoed? The Machloikas, the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Gadim. All this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that I asked you to see. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Ches Tet Hei. This will be sought by now. The Mechaber says, Come back to that last point later. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even a Yom Kippur is any Mamis. Fine. I will amaze the Nikba B'Cholamoyed, the Niyach Tfilin Bain B'Cholamoyed, Bain Le'achar Amoyed. On Cholamoyed, you put on Tfilin, why is not available for Cholamoyed? And the day after, so it's already a week later. It's not a Yom Mar. You don't miss a single day of Tefillin. Again, to those who wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There are many people in this room who don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed ever. But for those who wear, he will in effect not have missed a day. Okay? The Prima Gadim argues and says no. The Kol B'Gom Yom Mar Ulo, even though there's no official Avelis, they have the Levaya, there's a Misa, the Levaya, let's say, and in Chol HaMoed, Afal B'Kena say, it's a Yom Mar. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins to put it on without a bracha. He throws in most people don't make a bracha anyway. Some do, but if they do, in this particular case, they should not. It's ruchag. You put it on. You don't perform it to your mission of avelis. Not a yomar anymore. You already observed the Rav Shem B'Tzin and Cholamoid. They already gave you some kind of consolation. Okay, it's not comparable to Yom Kippur, which is not Yom Hamisa, right? Because here it's different. It's different. What about Purim? Talk about over here also in the Mishnah Berurah. Purim. According to the Magen Avraham, you don't put on tefillin. The Prima Gadim is Mesupik. It's unclear. In Tafrei Sadi Vav, it's unclear. Now, the Magen Avraham says you don't put it on. It's the Shittaso. What does that mean? That there are those who say that there is Avelus the Purim. The minig is the Ramah, there's no Avelis for Purim, but at least be suffix, then maybe what? Maybe there is Avelis for Purim, you gotta put on Tefillin. It's not like Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is certainly no Avelis. Purim is the Machlokes HaPoskim, so we're quote unquote Machmet to keep certain laws of Avelis. Maybe yes, maybe no, it's not clear. Even if we'll say we won't keep certain laws of Avelis, as the Ramah seems to say, but since we are cognizant of the other view that there is a veil for Purim, the Mechaber Shita, so therefore, when it comes to Tefillin, we don't we put on the tefillin without a bruch. Fine. Here's an interesting point, which I want my second story. I saw the same called the Mishmeret Shalom. Who has it here? Big, humongous Shulchan Aruch Yerodea has it. They have a huge, the biggest one you can find. Who has the biggest Yerodea in the room? Come on. You have it? Let's see how big it is. Whoa. Yeah, that has it. Open up in the back. There's a sefer called Chaim Ubrochel and Mishmeret Shalom. Is that yours or belongs to the Mishmeret? Good, so we'll have it on file. Big, yeah, there's only one copy of that, because the regular Yerodeans don't have it, unfortunately. Huh? Anyone else have it in the back? You do? Who else has it? Besides Nachman, anyone else has it? That's it there too? Oh, Gavale, let me borrow it. It's a slim volume, it even has it. So it only has it what's available. There's also a Shulchan Aruch has in the back too. Oh, nice big print. I'm a chayim. So he discusses the following situation. It goes in alphabetical order. So it's tough stance for children. I didn't put it in the Mount Macomb, I thought no one had it. Okay. Good to know. Tough stance for children. And in Oth Nun Gimel, the following Shabbat. We're not going to go to the Prot now at all. Forget about the Prot. But there are law we'll get to later. In certain halacha, if a person goes who is coming from a distance, and he joins the people who are sitting shiva in a particular home, he gets up with them. You must have known something about that, no? Everyone knows a little bit about that. He gets up early. In other words, let's say the avail is started on a Wednesday, and he walks in on a Thursday or a Friday, wherever he's coming from. He gets up on Tuesday with everybody else. Right? So everyone's familiar with some kind of notion of that nature? Everyone, yeah? Good. So he walks in on a particular day. Walks in. He walks and says he doesn't know anything about it. He heard someone was sick, he came, he arrived, and then suddenly found the Levi was 2 days ago. Grips his clothes, it's terrible, it's a bit terrible, terrible day. Right? What day is that? Remember, he's getting up in the fifth day from here. So we treat it as day one, we treat it as day three. That's the people in the Sefer, Chaim Abrocha, the Mishmer Shalom. You know what? It's Yom Ma. Yom Ma, what he said. The Marsham is quoted in the Divrei Sofrim, quoted over here a little bit as well. He doesn't like it. How can it be? Anybody but a Sira. If this is day one, then how's that going to be? How do you count? One, seven. There's only three blips in between. Now, how do you do that? The new math. In Berzah, they didn't have any new math. So the Masham said, if that's day seven, you subtract, it has to be day three. He suggests. No, I say what I would answer. Call it day three, I don't care. Still Yom Ha. You know what I'm telling you? If you go with the original words of Yom Rishon, then maybe I can hear the Masham's timing. If you go with Yom Ha, I don't care if you call it day three. Day three for this fellow is Yom Ha. Now, I had a shout like this. We're going to get to it in a little bit. According to some poskim, the din is that on day two, what's the halacha? If you put on your tefillin and panim chadashos walk in, you leave them on. But if the panim chadashos walked in before you put them on, you don't put them on. You saw that shita? Mordechai shita, correct. The Mordechai shita. We'll get to it soon. So I had this exact shout. When I was unfortunately in Avelis, I flew to Eretz Yisrael on a Wednesday night, and I came back on a Friday morning early. And I davened Friday morning in the house with my father, my brother. Now, for me, because I was in the kfur, it was in Eretz Yisrael on a Thursday, so Thursday was day one, and by the old math, Friday is day two. But of course, for the other one else in the house, Friday was already day three, because they already were Mavzir Pneim on Wednesday at the airport. That was clearing the shadows I was clearing. What's in it? I swear I was never born as a prince. Anyway, here it is. What kind of status is that? Day two or day three? Nafkamina. According to the Mordechai, should I try to be careful and put the tefillin on before Panachadash to walk in? So I decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to take any chance. I had the plane arrived on time. I had no luggage. Came right away. I was there a little bit before the davening. See, I'm going to put on the tefillin 10 minutes before davening. I'm not in that habit usually. But yeah, I wanted to do it before 5 minutes. I'm ready to do it. All of a sudden, the bell rings. And someone walks in. Someone walks in. Gewalt. I blew it. Who walked in? It happened to a very close friend of the family. Only one thing. I said to myself, I already saw him by the Levaya. When I saw him by the Levaya, he was upon the Chadash. So I didn't have the Shaila. But I had, people who walk in early to Shiva houses sometimes, even though it was not. So that Shaila came to my mind. I thought I would never see it in print. Here it is. In the Mishmer Shalom, Oz Tov, Sefkatan, Nun, Gimel. Okay. Now let's go back to the Shtabura, Shulchan Aruch, Lamed Ches, where it says, straight, Mikan ve'ele chayev afilu bo ponim chadosh. And the simple reading of the Mechaber is you put on the tefillin, even though ponim chadosh has already walked in. So I would have no shayla at all, according to the Mechaber. However, the Magen Avraham says, you can't do that. The Rosh is beferish not that way. The Rosh says, Kevin Shiniach Yom Sheni, Shuvei Nochole. Says the Magen Avraham, it's not only a mashmos of the Rosh, it's a mashmos of the Gemara. What are we talking about Rosh? We forgot about the Gemara. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? They're both said, Lashon of the Gemara. And the Rav is Lashon. On the Kofar. What's the Rav is Lashon? No? What does he say? Rav Amar, Kevin Shiniach Shuvei Nochole. No. So on day two, once you put it on, you don't take it off. But I had this problem, I told you. Someone walked in, knocked on the door, walked in 10 minutes before Dadi was called for. Gewalt, I haven't put it on yet. Say, then Pono Kadosh is the Chora. Although the Mechaba would say, put on tefillin. The Mogen Avraham and Rava, pretty good line up there, say, don't put on tefillin. I call it the Gemara. No, a Gemara. Well, okay. Let's turn to the Mordechai now, the one that you quoted before. What's the Siddur? What? Tough, Sadi Dalit, correct? Let's take a look. Tough, Sadi Dalit. All right, quote the Gemara. Umaskinon. This is in page Kofalaf, Omanaf, the very end of the page. Shein Oskar Le Yom Mishin. Abo Vishaini, Umishaini Ve'elech Mutter. Vimineach Tuna Yom Sheini. Afilu Fall from a Kadosh and a Cholet. Umish Mamino. Dafkin Dim Fall from a Kadosh and a Cholet Vishaini. Abel and Bob called him Shiniach Tfilin, Ein Manichon, Achi Yelku. Right? That's what it says. Kevin Shiniach Ein HaKol, it's upon the Kadoshim. Abel Ein HaMiniach called Man, Shesh upon the Kadoshim. Abel Bishlishi, Afilu Yesh upon the Kadoshim, Manichon. That was my assumption. When I had this Kakir before, whether it was day two or day three for me, I was assuming that's the Mordechai. Yeah, that's what I was assuming. That's what I was assuming. Fret the Mekiveger. What's the Mordechai talking about? Those have a Shulchan Aruch open. It should open to a Mekiveger right over here. I am Omen Avraham. To be on Beis and Bo upon a Chadosh and a Meniach HaShielchu. And the Kedaki Moshe goes to Mordechai, the Yom Gimel, and feel the Baruch Hanosh is Meniach. Lani is Daiti, Dibre Mordechai, Tmuim. Tmuim. Why? Rebbe Lezer, Yom Gimel, Ve'elech, in Bo, Ponim Chadosh, Eino Kolet, Ayin Besugya. Kemi Nola, Lo, Baladina, Dibre Gimel, Meniach. How do we know that we accept the Kula on Shlishi, you can even put on tefillin, when the Ponim Chadosh has walked in before you put the tefillin on? Truth is that the Rishalmi is mashma, the Ramban quotes it, that Baal Parma Chalash Kondar Blazi Chosim Kol Zion. Kol Zion. So that means let's get the following territory. How can I make the Mordechai a Toa? I didn't know the Gemara. Then there's the following suggestion. I have to explain to you that in the Bavli there's a little mix-up in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Tanoim are mixed up in the names. But according to the Shita and the Yerushalmi, Rabbi, listen very carefully. Make the following suggestion. According to the Shita and the Yerushalmi, that it's usher for 2 days. On the third day, in Bo Panam Chadashis, Eino Chole. Right? It doesn't say Mishlishi Ve'elach. It says Shlishi. So we can suggest this power. According to the Mordechai, like this, that according to the Shita that holds Chole, Eino Chinam. If it's Chole, if you hold Chole, then there's no difference between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The day of that hold, that if you have the tefillah before the Panach Lashes walk in, you got to take it off, then it's no difference, as Rabbi Kivega says, between day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, makes all exactly the same. No difference. Why? I'll say a passable chiddush. Why are you being cholate? Well, if Rashi's right, it's a question of Maris Zayin, shouldn't make much of a difference whether you put it on first, before the Panach Lashes walk in or not. What's the difference about the Rashi? The Maris Zayin. It's the difference. So there's no difference between, right? 2, 6, 7, it's all exactly the same. And that's exactly the Yerushalmi, that's the Torah of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbah said, we don't pass in that way. We pass in a strange mixture. Ein meniach v'ein cholet. How do you explain that? Can't be like Rashi. So I'm suggesting that this is a little bit audacious, that the time, the Shitas and the Gemara to the various Yerushalmi, what can I do? According to this Shita, Eino Meniach Ve'en Achos, only one way to explain, like the Ritva Shita. Like the Ritva Shita. What does Ritva Shita say? You know, you see, Panach Halash is a certain emotional feeling which overcomes an individual. Okay? So we say like this, how strong is this new emotional situation? It's strong enough that it disallows you from putting on tefillin. But it's not that strong that it forces you to take them off. There's a difference. There's a difference. If that's the case, according to this sheet that we can say, that's only on the second day. But on the third day, the emotions have subsided enough that even if you, the Panim Chadashis walk in before you put on the tefillin, you're permitted to put them on. So it's a stickle harbor, I'll tell you. Yes. Yeah. Right. So you're saying that I answered his kasha, but it's another kasha. Right, because Rav is talking about Shani. Mitzvah Shani, right. So that's what I'm suggesting. I think you can dodge all the bullets with the Seret. I think so. I mean, you have to give some Seret. The Kivayga leaves the Mordechai as a tabua. That's an epithetic. That's my suggestion. Yeah, sorry.
What's the problem?
You
might have to stay either way. So why does someone...
What do you mean?
I'm not sure that you
would
have to
get
from whatever
the Rebbe
was
that
it
said. I'm not sure that you would have to. The Rebbe Lezah, I'm going to give a ve'elech and ba'opah, Chodosh, and a cholet, I'm the sugya, k'minol and lomad l'dina, the begim ho'meniach. The most you have is a cholet. What's the answer we have? Rava is more makel than both sheep. Right? Rava said only Kemet Sheminiach, that's only the Yom Sheni. The Kitzur. And I explained to say tomorrow why it should be the Lulu Hobo Atalia. Perhaps it's a suggestion. Rava said we have to go to the next sugya. You don't have time to stay in the sugya. The next sugya is what's called officially Tisporis. Now we've spent a little bit of time on Tisporis already, but we have to revisit it. Shagmach of Bezim and Bez, Rava said, please. Of Bezim and Bez. The Gemara is quite brief. The Gemara says like this, I'll call a mason, Mistap, Aleacha, Shloshim Yom. I'll over Ve'alimo, Ashigru, Bochaveru. Pretty brief Gemara. Two lines. Taisus, Ashigru, Bochaveru. Nere de regel, Eno, Mevatel, Dover, Zeh. Vidamrina, Vyushalmi, etc. I mean, if somebody lost a relative a week, 8 days before Yontif. Okay? So now Yontif's upon us. Yontif cancels Dinei Shloshim. So if he had a brother who lost a brother, he could shave an Erev Pesach. If you lost a parent, and lo, Yigiru Bochaverov, hasn't reached that level yet, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Because what does Yontif do? Yontif is on the calendar. As such, it knocks out all halachas depend upon the calendar. Where halachas depend upon the mitzvahs, Yontif is not able to knock it off. That's the pashtus. That's the pashtus. Okay, this is time. Let's go a little further. Called Davish who told him above the Zion of the Lama Regal Master. Mochat Shishlach Pera, the Vigu Bochaverov, we are able to say Meimanu. And that cannot be knocked off by Yontif. That's Tyson. The Yeshvar Shekosaban, oh Yigeru Bochaverov, Yerushalmi. Not Yishlach Pera, Yishalach Pera, Vigu Bo, but rather, oh Yigeru Bo. The Nishu Tol Sofer, Kim Kemosha Kasafti, at Yishlach Pera, Vigu Bo. Right? I can have either one. We know for sure the after of Yigeru Chaver. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Fine. Okay. This is Tosfos. This is a mistake. The Beis Yosef quotes a smack. I need my tools. I can leave. The Beis Yosef quotes a smack. Thank you very much. The Beis Yosef is very important in the Simon. Simon Shin Tzadi. He quotes a smack, a very interesting smack. The whole new Torah. If you didn't see it here, you would never hear, you would never dream of it. Never hear of it. What does the smack say? I can't find it. In Arvu Shloshim Yom, call them a haregel. A regal mafik, then a tzorach lahamtin at shigur bo chaveru. The time of Mishnah Darmina be Rishani shir garish loshin yom, the kach a regal mafsiko. What's he talking about? What's he saying? He's talking about two separate 30-day periods. The smack learns of both sides. We understood that you have to have 30 days, and that very day, day 30, Yigru Bochaverov, take a shave, a haircut, no problem. The Smak understood apparently, not that way. You have to have 30 days, that's the basic core avelus which everybody has for all relatives, okay? And the Shir Gara is an additional 30 days. An additional 30 days. That's what it means. Ad Shiyashalach Pera, which means 30 after 30. 30 plus 30. O Ad Shiyigaru Bo Chaveru, which means within the last 30 days, if Yigaru Bo, you don't need the full second 30. I repeat, that seems to be a smack was on the shot. So you have to have 30 days basic, and another 30 days after which you can shave, but if Yigaru Bo Chaveru within the second 30-day period, then it's okay. Mimela, the smack paskin, that since the second period called Gara is quantified and it's called 30 days, once it's quantified, it's on the calendar, guess what? Lou, what? Regel can knock it off. Regel can knock it off. Now, the core idea of this smack, as you already alluded to, in the Nemuke Yosef. Please take a look over here on page Yud Dalet and Dapa Yerif, please. Yud Dalet and Dapa Yerif. If you don't mind, take a look, open up. It's only a very brief statement. It's an enigma. But if you know the smack, that's what he means. Something along those lines. Ad Shigru. The Yushami Mashadu Mahani Rego actually go to Sarla Matan Erov. Yesh Mishim Evi Raya. Me'odayamrina den Nichos Temesha Mishta Yud Beis Kodesh. Tigal Gimel Regolim. Here, by the way, you notice this Gemara? Never said 12 months. Comes to Tishbora. Didn't say it. But it's a Temesha Mishta. So every year has three Regolim. I'm in a regular Matan Erov. Came and Shem Tali Bishim Zer Shlosh. Not quantified. Yes, Amen. Yim Arbu Lamed Yom. V'chakach bo regel, v'yir oz a regel mafsiko, u'mahani levatel zman agara, k'mo shemoa lifnei shloshim b'shar mason. How can it be? Here's the answer. It's along the lines of the smack. That's what the Muki Yosef is driving at. What's the idea? Yes?
If it's the case, then could we say also that the regel came the first shloshim?
That the regel came in the first shloshim. So regel will not go up the first shloshim, as it would for if to be a brother, you can go shave mamash that day erev yontif. Now that it's a parent and there's no gara yet, so what are you suggesting? That we should, the new clock of Thursday should start right now. Probably correct. Now, how come the word Yud Beis Kodesh not found in Gemara for Tishbores? Ever think about that question? How come? It's found by Simcha. It says, all of the Ima Shigur Bo Chaveru. It should have said, Yud Beis Kodesh, or all of Shigur Bo Chaveru. Good. All right. Take a look on the Rosh Ramo. This is already our old Rosh. Simon Nun Gimel, just to refresh our memories for a moment. What's the last eight lines in the first column, page Lama Zion? Aloha Ches, Yishalmi. Alavi ma'asa lilo shkelem u'guatam ad yud beis kodesh. U'be'emu rabbati, ashi yagia ha'regel v'yigi rabocha ve'ra. We spoke about that before. Are the two ever mentioned in the same breath? Because one from Yerushalmi, one from Masechus Smochus. If they are, the answer would be, because when it comes to Meguhatim, it could end up a case where you have Yud Beis Kodesh before Gara. How come? You have an immense wardrobe, and you keep changing your clothes, and your suit was very well pressed before. It's possible, as opposed to just by Tishkoris, where it's impossible. Fine. Where do you find Yud Beis Kodesh Beferish in the Shas? Only Bavli, only by Simcha. So then we'll go to Budaraya, as the Ramban before, and the Peshkuf Tani Zayim, the Rebekah Tamavatl from the case of Simcha. Fine. The Dark Moshe, as the Tzitzit, makes a point from the Ozerua that doesn't say Yud Beis Kodesh by Gidol Tzar. The Chorah doesn't have to say it. It's an automatic extension. Shloshim, for other relatives, automatically goes to Yud Beis Kodesh. For all of the Imam, the Pasha. Oh, so the Divrei Sof was the following Shaila against the Tzmak. We have a shear of 60 days. So yes, your Kashala, but a different way. Say, if the rail comes on day 20, knock off the whole 60. What's the answer? Oh, not 60. It's what? It's 30 and 30. Right, they're two separate counts. That's what I would say. Two separate counts. Right. Actually, Yishal Apera. Well, that's wet. But that's, I would say the shot the way I understand Yerushalmi. Yishal Apera was the second 30 days. Right. Vigir Bochavero. Ah, you mean the clock hasn't started yet? In other words, the clock hasn't even started yet. It's not shy of the cut. You can't cut it right before it started. Someone passes away in the middle of the sphere, say, okay, Pesach should cancel the shoe. The Pesach came before the Avela started. Doesn't work. Here too. Never came before that 30-day count ever began. That's the Pashtus. So, the Divrei Sofrim here in the Birur Halacha Divrei Maskel Ad, quote the text in the Shiore Knesset Agdola, who says, to answer this kasha, Kevin de Yeshchumra de Gara, the regel is not mevatel the first shloshim. Only mevatel the second shloshim, which is not more chomer than the shloshim of shara velim. What does that mean? He's trying to explain the with his old mahalach we spoke about before. There's an other emo, you're not allowed to shave in Erev Yontif. We spoke about this very before. I think he can shave in Erev Yontif. But I don't go with his mahalach. I don't understand that to be true. I looked again, even the Ritzom is Moda, and he's passed the Shloshim of Polkin, it's Mashma, the regal of Vatel, the Shloshim of Ovev Imo. It should be Mutter to do Giluach on Erev Yontif. Right? Should come out that way. The Pasha. Okay. Now, we mentioned before the Rif, you had the Lashon, which is theater, we didn't really read it inside. We were on page Yudal, but we didn't read inside the Rif, only the Namuke. What's the Lashon of the Rif on both sides? Let's look just for a minute. Page Yudal and Amanal and Dapei HaRif. What does it say? Lacha Lamed Yom Al Ovel Imo Yigadel Pera Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chaveru. What does that mean? So the Beis Yosef says that Gidul Pera is 30 days. And the Rif is only coming to exclude Gara within 30 days. So the Mefarshim asks Pshita, what? Father and mother should be more cow than a brother? The Rif has to say this, that you have to wait at least 30 days? So guess what? They go back to their own trick. And they say it's over there of Yontif. And they go back to the Shirk and Sagadola. With the same, oh, it's Erev Yontif, you see that you can't shave Erev Yontif. The whole campaign against me here, Abbasah. Everyone's conspiring to pass on the Chumrah in the Shaila. Well, I need to say, if that's what the Rif meant, I would say, Iker Chosim and Asaif. I'm not talking about Erev, what are you saying? I'm just not talking about that's because not at all. I'm asking about the Din Pashim. It is Din Pashim. The Rif is just telling you Din Pashim. You shouldn't make a mistake and think that since is a Din of God, of Emo, maybe it even cancels out the Shloshim. Maybe within Shloshim, you might have thought. Or you might have thought that... Huh? No, since it's in Gara of Emo, so maybe it even works paradoxically. You might have thought, and I'm not going to make any mistake, that it works within Shloshim. What do you want to say, Adi? I'm not sure what you're saying. What if someone has a brother, loses a brother, and is Yontif on day 20, and is Yigur Bochaveh, what's the din? That's not what he's asking, so else is a fairish by carriage. Fairish. That would lead to that. Lahaloch. Okay? All the Rif is coming to exclude the other half of Amin. Remember the gear that told us to reject? Oh, it's coming to reject. You might have thought that by Shah Krovim, right, it's Mutter, Yigur Bochaveh, everyone within Shloshim. It's like that after all. He's telling you that the gear that Yishami is wrong, the way Tosin understood it, or that the Amarat Shekhav Amin is wrong, and either way, but this whole new din he never said. That's how I understand it. Now I go further than that. Is there Rabbeinu Chananel? And is it Meiri? Is it Meiri? Is it here? Take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel on Chav Beis and Mid Beis. Okay? You know what? You forget it. You're here in the Revov. Don't move. It's easy here. You're in the Rif already. There's a Revov I asked you to see. So the Revov is the nephew of the Balamor. He has some very important things that he has to say over here. Okay? Take a look over here. Quote to the Ritz Gaius, Rabbi Nohai. Talk to the Yerushalmi. Look together. Here's what Rabbi Nohai goes, I'll hit the Galech, Erev Shabbos, with Chal Shmini, Shal Ha'ovev, Shal Ivo, B'Shabbos, Erev Arego, with Abishol, which we haven't gotten to yet. He found it to say for Amor, uncle, No. Again. Let me quote the pie like this. The hit the galea. The nearer midvarav is the end of the narrow lines here. Hatam came in the xeris tiklachat shloshim. The afina la mikroy. A regal mapsika. Kos can shu mapsik xeris shloshim. Ad shishaleach pera. O ad shiigru bokavero. Shem lo smach min akosu. I bet against the Yerushalmi. So you have to be dochek and say that the Yerushalmi kach kol davashu toli b'shiva v'shloshim horegon mafzik v'am hocha mafzik ad shiyah shalech pera shikah v'chavera of koloma k'shem sharegon mafzik v'era siglach ad shloshim v'avel ad shar krovim kachu mafzik v'era shloshim ad shiyah shalech pera o ad shikah v'chavera v'avel ad ova v'imo ומותר לגלח משום כבוד יומטר. אבל שאר דברים שאין הם תלויים בשבע ושלושים, ואין הם משום כבוד יומטר, כל ניקונס לבית השמחה בעבלת אבא ואימו, אין הרגל מפסיק. Now it's unclear to me how to read this revoke. Also the Neri is a little bit unclear. It's not that they're saying that according to some, there could be a case in which שלושים is מפסיק the עבלת for אבא ואימו, with respect to Sporus, even if you have not yet reached the level of the Yigur Bochaveru. That's what it's mashed. That's what the revolve seems like he's talking. After all, it isn't Indian to get a heck of the covered yard. Everyone's supposed to get a heck of the covered yard. There's no Yigur Bochaveru. So therefore, knocks it off plain. That's what it sounds like from the revolve. I'm sorry. No. Again, I'm wrong. Within Shloshim, assuming that it's something which is normally done in the cover yard, if you have the regal come, if a regal would knock it off for a brother, the regal should knock it off for a father and mother as well, because it has some shaykh as the cover yard. That's how I read it. That's how the Me'ibi seems to read originally the Rav Haigo and the Rizgeus. But at the end of this paragraph, Poga, look at the Me'ibi says. No. The Tiru Tisporet Af L'Av Aim. Kol shepoga regal achashiva, because it's only a rishonim. Where it's a little shloshim, okay. Then he has the key line. Va'af zunira lomar davka v'shahoisa sham garet saverim l'masharo b'davet torah gadol. It's exactly what I was saying from the beginning. That the Meiri learns pshat in the Rav Haigon, that the Meiri learns pshat in the Rizgeis, and these gadoli rishonim v'gaonim. That they're all the way I said. So sometimes they had a chutzpah that I have to go against a certain poskim, achronim, who are machmor in the shayla. So now, what do you mean a chutzpah? On the contrary, the Rishonim said that way. My understanding is that the Gaonim said that way. I'm a bit troubled that the Revav and others, even in the Ritzvah, if you look it up, they didn't seem to understand the Gaonim this way, because they had a kasher from the Rishonim. According to the Smir, there's no kasher from the Rishonim. So it all depends upon whether it was Gara or not. Al Kopan of the Meir is clear that someone lost a parent 2 weeks before Yontif. And an Arab reaches the Yigar Bochavero, it's mutter to take a heck out of a shape. Mefurish mutter. Black and white, mefurish. 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 In the Matzevus Moshe, not the Chayotim, the other say the Matzevus Moshe, Chavez and Adres, the Shir Achronim, he calls it the Nodav Yehuda's Mekel against the Shulchan Aruch. And he wants to be Mekel based upon the Rach and the Rav Haigon and the Revolve, and I understood him to mean even Beligara that they said it. I read the Matzevus Moshe. And it sounds like he really is right, the way you read the Ritzvah and the Revolve that way. But the way the Me'ivi said, it's even better. It solves all the world's problems. And it comes out of Maskon, the way we said earlier, that if it's Gara on Erev or Regal, even for a parent, it's permissible to shave. There's no country inference anywhere that I know about in the Rishonim that I know about. Until very recent times, there was that Ramban with the Mechabel by Gears, which we took care of, with the Chiddush we said a couple of weeks ago. This is where we drive the Maskon. Okay. Time for Mincha. Thank you very much. Why not? are you? Welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, sorry about
you. Hani Bablois is short. They got up for 12. They got up for Gabba Rabba. It was horrible. 11 to get there. How you doing? How's the trip?
Yeah, very good.
All day. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the camp is a big target. It's on the way to give you a bed. You think it's on the way.
Yeah.